Blog Talk Radio.
Okay,
Let's play Shadows of the Dawn by the Grey Havens.
A world away and still not far. Like fabric woven into arms, the dawn has shot out through the night, and day is coming soon. The kingdom of the morning star can pierce the cold and stony heart. Its grace went through me like a sword. It came out like the song. Now I'm just waiting for the day in the shadows of the dawn. But I won't wait, rest in my bones.
I know nothing is possible. I Every
Friday. That was a great song. Oh, yes, it was. It was Crying Holy. Okay. With Aaron Keyes and Zach Smith. Amen. All righty. Well, let's get into the message for the night. It's called, and it's titled, The Restoration of Sonship. It's a story of the prodigal son that moves my heart to dwell in the depths of God's unlimited grace. I find myself in every facet of Jesus' words, identified with both the son's rebellion and the power of the father's love. As children of God, we are in constant need of reminders about God's mercy toward us. When the world rejects us, God calls us in. When the world writes us off, God clothes us with the righteousness and honor. May this transformative story of the prodigal son guide you into a deeper and more intimate relationship with your loving Heavenly Father. Romans chapter 8, verses 15 to 17 says, For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him in order that we may also be glorified with him. In the story of the prodigal son, the father clothes his wayward and rebellious son with a robe, a ring, and sandals. All three of these symbols represent a restoration of the sonship in different ways. The son who returned to his father to simply be employed as a slave was immediately restored as a child and heir. The father had no desire to make his son pay for his own sins. He simply wanted to restore a relationship with his child again. Our Heavenly Father feels the same way about us. At salvation, we were restored to the right standing in the eyes of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18 says, And I will be the father to you, and you shall be sons and daughters to me, says the Lord Almighty. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 says, See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. No matter what sins we commit, we will always be a child of God. No sin we ever commit rob us from the inheritance of glorious relationship afforded to us by the death of Christ Jesus. His love is stronger than our sin. An epidemic exists in the church today as believers living and serving their fathers as slaves rather than sons and daughters. A slave works and serves apart from intimate relationship with their master. A son lives with the empowerment of true relationship with the father. So many disciples are trying to live for Jesus. They go to church, go on a mission trip, teach a small group, and even try to read their Bibles. But they have no real fellowship or relationship with the father. I lived in much of my Christian life that way. It wasn't until I began to experience the Father's heart, knowing that he longed for me to truly know him. Experience his love and nearness and empowered by a new identity that I began living as his son. So allow your Heavenly Father to clothe you with his presence and speak to your true identity today. Ask him what it looks like to live as a son or daughter who truly knows the Father. And experience the overwhelming joy and peace that comes from an intimate relationship with your God. Okay, and meditate on your identity as a son or a daughter of the Most High God. Allow Scripture to fill your heart with a fresh desire to pursue deeper levels of relationship with your Father. In what ways do you feel you might be living as a slave more than a son or a daughter? Where are you lacking in revelation and experience of God's love for you? Ask your Heavenly Father to reveal the depths of his love today. Ask him to guide you into a fresh encounter with his grace. Ask him to restore you and lead you into a greater depth of relationship with him. In Romans chapter 8, verse 37 to 39, knowing all these things that we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height, nor depth nor anything else in creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. How astounding is the love and grace of our Father that we would be considered his children. How vast is his love for us. With no effort of our own, we would be transformed into heirs with Christ. There is no greater privilege than being the son or daughter of a creator. There is no greater love than which the Father has for us. And there is no greater life than one spent in full relationship with the very Father who would run out to meet us and call his son or daughter in our weakest moments and bring us into his family. I highly suggest you read 1 John chapter 3. It'll bring this devotional more into life for you. Amen. If you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, you got a chance to do so right here tonight. All you have to do is simply say this simple little prayer after me. Say, dear God, I know that I'm a sinner, and there is nothing I can do to save myself. I confess my complete helplessness to forgive my own sin or to work my way to heaven. At this moment, I trust Christ alone as the one who bore my sin when he had died on the cross. I believe that he did all that would be necessary for me to stand in your holy presence. So I thank you that Christ was raised from the dead as a guarantee of my own resurrection. As best as I can, I now transfer my trust onto him. I am grateful that he has promised to receive me despite my many sins and failure. So, Father, I take you at your word. I thank you that I can face death now that you are my Savior. So thank you once again for the blessed assurance that you will walk with me through the deepest valley. And thank you for hearing this prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry would like to welcome you to the family of God. Let us say, may he deliver you and all your needs. Okay? Amen. All right, let's bring on Pastor Leroy and see what he has to say tonight. I know he was on Pastor Kent's show earlier today. Hey, Pastor Leroy, how you doing today?
Pastor Kent, my brother from another mother, man. I was getting worried about you, man. I've been telling Pastor Kent. Now, Pastor Kent and I, you know, we talk off air a lot of times on the phone, and he texts me and what have you. And I kept saying, look, what's going on with Pastor Ken, man? Where is he? I heard rumors. I'm getting emails at my parish telling me that you were, one person said you were hit by a tractor. Another guy said that you were with some kind of an animal or something, man. And another guy told me you fell off a cliff. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, man. This guy lives in Texas, man. There ain't no cliffs. There ain't no mountains in Texas. So how can he fall off a cliff?
Yeah.
But I'm glad you're here, brother. You know I love you. I'm glad you're back. And I also want to thank Tony Farrar. Tony Farrar, I know, was listening to our show earlier this evening with Pastor Kent. And Tony, thank you. If you had anything to do with Pastor Ken coming back on here tonight, I appreciate you and bringing my brother back on the air. Hallelujah and God bless. And, hey, I want to say also a very happy 2023 to you, Pastor Ken. And I got to say one other thing, and I said this earlier on Pastor Ken's show. We had a gentleman here in the United States on Monday Night Football who nearly died on the field. I'm sure you watched it or know about it, Pastor Ken.
Damar Hamlin,
right, that's correct. And and he nearly died. He nearly died. He's from my home state of New York here. He's a Buffalo Bill. And people in my parish were saying prayers during the week this week about him, and I was saying a prayer every night. And here he is, man, surviving, coming back from an incredible, horrible, horrible tragedy on the field, which affected the entire National Football League.
Yeah, they suspended Monday Night Football, definitely.
Yeah, they did, and today the Kansas City Chiefs won the AFC They won the AFC, so they're going to get a bye week. Now, tomorrow, my Philadelphia Eagles, if you look at the game's going to be nationally televised tomorrow against the Giants, right? Because we win, we get number one seed in the NFC. But let me say this, man. If you watch the field, at the 30-yard line on both sides of the field, you're going to see the three shaped like his three, like Hamlin's three, because the Philadelphia Eagles are all behind my man, DeMar Hamlin, coming back from the dead. And thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for bringing him back to us, man. It's been a rough week here in New York. We've been standing by every news.
It's been a rough week everywhere. It's been a rough week. Yeah. Well, let me bring on a caller here. Let's see what he has to say. He's been waiting for 21 minutes. 111, you're on the air.
Hey, Ken. How you doing? Glad to hear you're back.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, I'm good. I was just listening to your NFL show tonight. Going pretty well.
Well, you know what? I know that you are a fan of the NFL. I believe this is Johnny, and you are a fan of the NFL, and that's part of the reason why I brought it up, because I know you like to bust balls about my home team, the Philadelphia Eagles, but I'm telling you tomorrow, man, my man Jalen Hurts is coming back.
Oh, great.
And we're going to kick some giant ass, man, tomorrow. All due respect. I can't wait.
My team's the Cowboys. I really don't care about the Eagles, so.
The Cowboys?
That's the one,
Yeah, that's pretty good this year, Alex.
It's the one thing that Ken and I and Farrar agree on. Go Cowboys. Woo!
Yeah. Go Cowboys.
Tony likes the Cowboys because how their cocks look in their pants. That's not why I watch it.
Stop.
Oh,
no.
I forgot this was the Cowboys show. I'm sorry.
Is Tony Farrar going to come on tonight and say hi or what? I want to say hi to him.
Oh, don't mention him.
I don't know.
Now he's going to get on. Why did you do that?
I just want to
Why
say hi
you
to him,
him,
man. I want to wish him a happy new year.
Okay. Things go downhill once he grabs the microphone.
Uh-oh.
He doesn't grab the microphone. He grabs the other phone in the other room. Okay?
Yeah, and then we can't hear you. And your audio quality goes way down.
You can't hear me.
Whenever that guy grabs the phone and gets on it, then suddenly you sound like you're on the other side of the house.
Oh.
Yeah, he's got a point there. That's actually true. That's a true story, actually, yeah.
Pointed that out before, but you ignored it.
Well,
can I have
I think you can hear me better now.
Of course I can hear you better now. I had a question about the sermon.
What was that?
Devotional. The prodigal son. In what way do you feel like you have been, this situation has applied to you? Have you ever been the prodigal son in any way? Have you been the lost sheep or the lost, does this apply to you?
Yeah, when I was a kid, I was a very lost child. Okay, I was lost. Oh, yeah.
Really?
So a lot of things has happened in my life like that, yeah. I mean, I think we all have had some kind of a direction towards that.
What
do you think about that, Pastor Leroy?
He's going to say Jalen Hurts.
What did you say?
Something about Jalen Hurts.
I said, haven't we all felt like the prodigal son at one point in time in life, right?
Oh, absolutely. I'll tell you what, man. Growing up in the Bronx, actually, I kind of grew up in Harlem and then the Bronx. But growing up in the Bronx, man, this is a really bad neighborhood here, man. And I felt like, why was I born in this shithole, man? Like, why am I even here? You know what I'm saying? And then, because, you know, I mean, you got to think, man, all the places in the United States you could be born, right? I got to be born in the badassest town in the country, man.
Crap.
You know what? It's
so
all good.
Crap-hole.
It's all good, man. I grew up, and you talk about the prodigal son. Well, I don't know. I don't know anything about that here in this neighborhood, man, because we were all for one and one for all, man. Either you stood up and fight, or what the hell is that noise, man? Or
that was Johnny burping. That Johnny was burping.
I'm sorry. I thought I muted. I was drinking a Mountain Dew. Diet Mountain Dew.
I love Mountain Dew, man. Mountain Dew is a black man's drink. And let me say this, too.
Jeez.
I want to wish my brother, Pastor Kent, a great night tonight. Pastor Kent and me have become a kind of a two of a foursome with two other women on the show that I'm just getting to learn and know them. The show's kind of boring, I'm not going to lie to you. But, you know, listen to it, man, because every now and then something cool happens. You know what I'm saying?
He's got Beverly on there. Beverly is from Haiti or something. She's from Cuba, or she's from somewhere in the islands.
I don't know. Who was that lady on the night? Was that Shane or something like that? Who was that on the night? The other lady.
Yeah, her name's Shane, yeah. She's from, I believe she's from the United States. She's a younger woman, and she's had some issues, too, in her life, and she's turned to God. And I love these two ladies being on the show. Pastor Kent is very happy. We have picked up a lot of new listeners, especially in the Japan area. We have some contacts here at my church, and they called over to Japan, and we got about 10% of our listeners coming from Japan now. So that's really cool,
oh, wow.
And that makes him very happy.
You should consider having Kent. Why don't you have Kent do a segment in Japanese?
I don't know if he speaks
Japanese. Kent, yeah, the problem is Kent doesn't understand Japanese, man, and I don't understand it either. But I got a buddy here that has a whole family over there in Tokyo, and they became like a listener of the show. And I'm going to try to get them on Pastor Ken's show. So, Pastor Ken, they might be on here hopefully tonight because I know one of them's listening for sure. I hope when your ratings come out next week, man, let me know if you get listeners from Japan. If you don't, I will make sure you do.
Okay, all right. I know I get listeners from Japan. I get listeners from Russia. I get listeners from Germany. Yeah, I get listeners from Russia. I even get listeners from Germany. Yeah.
Hitler?
Yeah. No, Hitler. No, Hitler. But people from Germany listen. Yeah, Hitler's dead. Hitler's dead. But if he was
Japan,
alive, he would listen.
Speaking of Japan, I got a joke about Japanese girls. Do you know what a Japanese girl's favorite holiday is?
No.
What is it?
Erection Day.
Oh, yeah, you know what? I gotta be honest with you, man. I never had a Japanese chick, man. I always wanted to have one. I never did.
Well, you can buy one. I mean, they're available. You can rent them. Willie Kahn rents them for an hour.
I don't rent chicks no more, man. I haven't had to do that.
Well, he does.
In fact, you know what? I did that once in my whole life. I had some black chick here, man. I was 14 years old, right? And I lived in a row home here in the Bronx. And my buddies and I were like, you know what? Why don't we call up one of these little, you know, these little Japanese chicks, man, and get them over here. So this one chick comes over here, and she's like,
$20 sake.
$20 for a sucky. Look at
that.
I'm not going to do that, man. I told her to kiss off and never come back again, man. And I almost beat her ass with my steel tip boot, man.
I'm not in favor of you beating up foreign hookers. Don't do that.
I didn't actually hit her. But look, man, back in the day, man, I was a badass, man. I did time in prison, as Pastor Ken knows. And, you know, it is what it is. But now I'm a mellow man. Now all I do is drink and smoke pot, and that's all I do, and I love it.
And you're a pastor?
Okay.
Pastor,
yeah, he's a pastor.
He's drunk and smoking pot. Ken, can a pastor drink and smoke pot? This is ridiculous.
Well, I mean, if he has one of those medicinal medicine cards. Okay, so he goes to get you at the store. Okay, so he's got a marijuana a card. So I mean, it's legal there in New York. Now, if they had it legal here in Texas, okay, and I got it prescribed by my doctors at the VA, I would smoke marijuana. Okay, because it's legal. I would do it, but because it's not legal here in Texas, I do not partake in it.
I heard some of your roommates do.
Johnny, you got to understand something. Pastor Ken and I, we're born around the same time period. Now in the 70s, man, all we did, like in the late 70s, at least for me, all I did was smoke pot. I smoked pot a lot back then. But now that it's legal... Now that I have glaucoma, I have a medical card, I get a huge discount when I go to the dispensary, and I can pick my pot. I have like 20 different grades
Pissing
of marijuana. If I want to get really stoned, I pick the highest THC. I want to get...
There you go. And you're going to pay with the, you're going to pay the highest price, too, okay, for that quality. Okay, it's not cheap.
No, it's not cheap, but I get my veteran discount, which is 20%, and then I get my medical discount, which is an additional 20%. So I'm paying only 60% of the actual cost. So for me, do I drink a lot? No, you know what? I only drink on certain nights, man. I don't drink every day. If I did, I'd be dead. You know, I mean, you can only take so much alcohol. But I do enjoy dipping into the alcoholic beverages every now and then. But Pastor Ken, I appreciate you saying that if in Texas, if marijuana was legal, I'm sure you'd be smoking. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to be legal in your state eventually. It's going to be legal in the entire country by the end of the 2020s. I'm telling you right now, man.
I would hope so. I mean, by the end of the 2020s, I'm going to be an old man. Okay?
Yeah, that makes two of us, man. And I probably won't be on the show no more. I might be dead even.
Who knows? I mean, we still got some good years ahead of us in the 20s. So, I could be dead by then.
The fact of the matter is that the states that have made marijuana legal, Colorado was one of the first ones. And when everybody started realizing, and California too, and they started realizing how much tax money this is bringing into the state, how much extra income it's bringing into the state, then they were like, whoa, hold on, man. Let us do this. New Jersey, New York. Both became legal marijuana around the same time. I believe Pennsylvania will be legal by the end of this year. And most of the states here in the north, Maine, Massachusetts, Connecticut, New Hampshire, and Vermont, it's already good in Massachusetts, but they will become legal states by the end of 2023. So we're moving in the right direction, man.
Where about where you live, Johnny, in Indiana? Is it legal there?
No. There's nothing legal. There's these THC weird stores that sell edible crap, but it's – I don't know. I don't know much about it. I don't think it's really weed or whatever. And it's nothing's been legalized here. So.
Yeah, let me tell you about edible marijuana, okay? It's like gummy bears and that kind of thing. Now, I tried that.
Well,
I tried them, and I'm going to tell you right now, the high takes about 10 times as long to start, and it only lasts about a fifth of the time. So the
I've never tried any of that stuff, so I don't know. Okay.
Well,
it's legal
in New York, man, and when it became legal, that was one of the first things I did because I didn't want to put smoke in my lungs. You know, I quit smoking many, many years ago. I never wanted to smoke again. But marijuana is different because you're only smoking, you're only taking really three toes at a time. I got a huge U.S. bong, man. You should see the size of the son of a bitch. This is from the 1970s, man. I saved it. This is one of those bongs where you can... You can just inhale so much smoke at once. But you know what? That's irrelevant, man. I'm just so happy that marijuana is legal in this state, and I love it.
Hot talk.
Okay. Well, we got another caller here from 111. Let's call, take it and see who we got. 111, you're on the air.
Grover.
Hello.
Hey, Grover, what's up?
That's Grover.
Why are you calling on 111 line?
Because I want to. I try to keep my privacy. I'm actually using a borrowed phone right now, and I don't want you to have this number.
Oh, okay. All
right. I got a question.
Why are you using a borrowed phone? Don't you have your own iPhone?
It's in the shop right now. I got a broken screen. But I got a question for Pastor Leroy. Pastor Leroy, you there?
Yeah. How you doing, Grover, man? You sound worse every time I talk to you, man.
Well, I'm glad to hear from you, too. I really enjoy you being on the program. I'm glad to hear your voice, prick. Anyway, I got a question about the Eagles. Would you prefer if the entire Eagles team was here? Would you rather suck or fuck the team?
Oh, this is a godly show. You can't do that.
I'm a Phillies fan, but I wouldn't suck anybody's dick, man.
Oh, my God.
How about that?
So I guess it was you. I guess you would know what you fuck them
then.
Yeah. I'm not into that kind of thing. You know, I know Pastor King goes that way. I don't go that way. That's not my thing. But you know what? I got no problem with what you do behind closed doors. That's your business. And that's all I'm going to say about that, man. God bless. God bless the gays, man. Because you know what?
I don't say that, but Ken, you got any other call?
We got another caller here. From 111, let's bring them on and see what we got. 111, you're on the air.
Go ahead and bring them on.
Hey, how are you doing? My name's
Hello?
All right, how are you doing? Is this Juan?
No, this is Cletus. I'm calling from Little Rock, Arkansas. How are you doing? Cletus,
I'm doing all right, Cletus.
All right, man. What in the Sam hell I called into, man? Talking about sucking dicks on this show? That's not God. Stop. I mean,
no.
What in the hell is going on here? I thought this was a godly show. A show.
Fag talking about this, fag.
I heard a man talking about sucking and fucking an entire football team. That's a lot of crap. That's too much. Goddamn, fuck. That's like 6 miles of cock when you consider they're all niggers. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Don't say that. They got a white quarterback as a backup.
Excuse me?
They got a white quarterback. The backup quarterback's a white man.
On the Eagles? They got a niggers quarterback. I done seen them.
Gardner Minshew is his name. He used to play at Jacksonville, but now he's in backing up in the Eagles. Where's Leroy?
Yeah,
he should know that.
He sucks.
Well, you hate white.
He got that porno mustache or something. He looked like a nigga, like he'd drink Colt 45 and smoke Newports and shit.
Okay. We got another caller. Let's bring him on and see what we got.
Can I ask my goddamn question? Can I ask my question?
Hello.
This retarded sounding motherfucker. What in the hell is going on?
Who is this?
Oh, my God.
To chime in for a little bit. I heard about some talk about Japan and the colors.
Japan, yeah.
But I wanted to say that I made a mistake a long time ago, and I want to apologize to Kenny. I at one time referred to Kenny as belonging to NAMBLA, the North American Man Boy Love Association. But it turns out I was wrong. Kenny is not from NAMBLA. Kenny has taken his pedophilia international and now wants to molest little boys in Japan like he did in Uganda. And
goodbye. Goodbye. You're lying, okay, piece of crap. Okay.
Gambler.
Okay, and that was a fake Pastor Kent. Okay, he's no good. He's a liar, and he's off there.
Sir,
did you hang up on him?
Question, sir.
Yeah,
sir,
I surely did.
My name is Cletus, and I'm calling from Little Rock, Arkansas, and I have a question for you, sir. Never even got to ask my question because we got talking about penises and niggers. But my question here is, I was told on a previous show with another pastor that you had that you have rectal cancer and it has spread. Is that true, sir? Because if it is, I would like to pray for you, sir, live on the platform, sir.
No, I do not have rectal cancer. No, I do not, and it did not spread. No.
That means in the butt hole.
Praise Jesus Christ for that. Amen. Amen. I don't know why that bulldog-sounding fella from the other show said such horrible things about
that.
You, sir.
I do not know either. I do not know why he would say something like that.
He claimed that he talked to you a week ago and said you were going through a lot of trouble and that you had a lot of health issues.
Rectally. He said you had a rectal problem. Like, I don't know if you know what a rectal is, but it's an asshole. Like your asshole out,
yeah.
Sir. Is your asshole rotten out, sir?
It's what Tony Farrar calls it Ken's love canal.
That
is
some nasty shit, man.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say goodnight, everybody. Okay, we got to end the show. Okay, I want to say God bless everybody.
Bye.
Thank you all for calling in. Okay, God bless you, Johnny. God bless you, Pastor Leroy. God bless Chairman Gilgudley, Brimshaw, Farrar, Gavin Moorhead. Okay, give a shout-out to Juan from Alabama. Okay, and I'm going to say, hopefully I'll come back and do some more shows. But until then, God bless you. Have a wonderful night. God bless you all. Good night.